This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 3rd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. Jerusalem is also experiencing clear skies, while Haifa is slightly cooler but still comfortable. As the evening approaches, temperatures will remain mild, ideal for a night out or a quiet evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Times of Israel, Khamenei lies in state in Tehran as Iran begins a week of mass funeral ceremonies. This comes after his death in Israel-US airstrikes on the war's first day, earlier this hour. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, Iran and Oman reached an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz based on a U.S. Memorandum of Understanding. This was reported 2 hours ago. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, the IDF eliminated Mohammad Naim Jandia, a senior Hamas member, in northern Gaza. This happened 7 hours ago. Separately, Ynet reports that Likud veteran Yuli Edelstein has quit after a draft law clash with Netanyahu. This development occurred just 22 minutes ago. And finally, I-24 News tells us that plans for Gaza's day after are advancing, even if Hamas fails to disarm. This was reported 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just 44 minutes ago that over 640,000 displaced people in Lebanon have returned home. This follows the winding down of clashes between Hezbollah and Israel. I24NEWS English posted 51 minutes ago about a Hamas delegation arriving in Tehran to pay respects as Khamenei lies in state. Dan Bermawi expressed 41 minutes ago that citizenship involves more than just residency and paperwork. It requires a genuine transfer of allegiance as per the naturalization oath. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Iran begins a somber week with mass funeral ceremonies for Khamenei. His death in airstrikes by Israel and the U.S. has stirred significant regional tensions. These events mark a pivotal moment for Iran's leadership and potential shifts in regional alliances. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, Iran and Oman have agreed on the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This understanding, based on a U.S. memorandum, highlights ongoing diplomatic efforts amidst regional uncertainties. Parliament Speaker Ghalibaf emphasized Iran's deterrent power, aiming to stabilize regional waters. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports the IDF's elimination of Mohammad Naim Jandia. This senior Hamas figure was a key player in the conflict. His removal is seen as a significant blow to Hamas operations in Gaza. This strike comes after earlier hostilities that escalated tensions. In political news, Ynet highlights Yuli Edelstein's departure from Likud. His resignation follows a public dispute with Netanyahu over draft laws. This move could signal shifts within the party dynamics ahead of upcoming primaries. And finally, from I-24 News, discussions on Gaza's future continue. Talks focus on establishing humanitarian zones, irrespective of Hamas disarmament. These plans aim to ensure civilian safety and provide a foundation for peace, despite ongoing challenges. Turning to business and markets, first, Walla Business reports that Elbit plans to hire another 2,000 employees. This move aims to boost munitions production, responding to regional security demands. Separately, Globes shares insights from the Tidhar CEO, noting a 20% drop in home prices over 4 years. This reflects ongoing challenges in the Israeli real estate market. And finally, CTEC reveals that Aligned has raised $60 million in a Series B funding round. The company seeks to automate B2B sales processes, enhancing efficiency and effectiveness in deal-making. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.